This week on Minnesota Native News, a new children's book written by Brenda J. Child, illustrated by Jonathan Thunder, and translated into Ojibwe by Gordon Jourdain, has hit the shelves. This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The book Bow Wow Pow Wow is a celebration of storytelling, dreams, and the Ojibwe language through the eyes of Windy Girl and her trusted dog, Itchy Boy. Here's Leah Lem with the story.
Windy Girl and Itchy Boy knew that Uncle's pickup truck was the best place for stories. Windy especially liked to hear about the powwow. Sometimes Uncle remembered things from when he was a boy.
Okay, what's that?
That is a big piece of fry bread that he's eating.
That was me reading Bow Wow Pow Wow to my 4-year-old son. He was enchanted by the colorful illustrations and the dog, Itchy Boy, who was barking at everything in sight. The author, Brenda Child, is a professor of American Studies and American Indian Studies at the University of Minnesota. Full disclosure, she is now also an auntie of mine. Brenda Child is the author of several books, but her recent book project has combined her knowledge of history and her personal history to reach people of all ages and backgrounds.
When I was growing up, I was very close to my uncle, who was the person who gave me my Indian name. And I noticed that my daughter has a similarly strong relationship with her uncle today. Windy Girl is probably somewhat of a hybrid between me and my daughter.
Windy Girl spends time with her dog Itchy Boy and her uncle while riding around in Uncle's mint green pickup truck, while ice fishing, and while at the powwow. Windy Girl has a dream about all the dancers at the powwow, big and small, old and young, and from many tribes.
Native people and Native children will see themselves, I hope, as they read and look at the beautiful illustrations in Bow Wow Pow Wow. But also, for folks unfamiliar with powwow traditions, I think it also introduces children to the various styles of dancing, and it introduces them to the powwow as well. So I think there's something in the book for everybody.
Bow Wow Pow Wow includes a telling of the story in the Ojibwe language, translated by Lac La Croix First Nation member and first speaker, Gordon Jourdain.
We wanted this book to be accessible to all the parents out there working in Ojibwe language with their children, but also all the efforts in schools in the Great Lakes where people are wanting materials like this to use with young children.
The illustrations in Bow Wow Pow Wow are particularly vibrant and nuanced with Ojibwe and Native culture. Award-winning artist and Duluth resident Jonathan Thunder was approached by Brenda Child and by the Minnesota Historical Society Press, the publisher of the book. I caught up with Jonathan Thunder at the McCroskey Arts Center in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, where his work is currently on display.
We sort of lined up because, she's got the Red Lake background and, she's sort of kind of a world traveler herself, and her writing style and my drawing style really synced up. And a lot of my work has to do with dreams and spirituality. The fact that Windy Girl has a dream, I love dream sequences in movies.
Both Brenda Child and Jonathan Thunder are citizens of Red Lake, which is also evident in the artwork. One can see Red Lake Nation flags and license plates throughout the book.
In order to feel confident signing on to this, I had to do a lot of research of the powwow culture. But I think, I drew from a lot of memory stuff. The scenes where Windy Girl's in the pickup with her uncle and riding on a res road and getting chased by dogs and just various, little nuances that go into the outer ring powwow setting.
Particular items of note include illustrations of Anna Gibbs ice fishing and a Mick Larry Smallwood as the powwow MC, both of whom were Ojibwe language carriers and passed away in the last couple years. More information about Jonathan Thunder and his work can be found at thunderfineart.com. The book launch for Bow Wow Pow Wow takes place June 9th at Birchbark Books in Minneapolis.
That night, Windy Girl understood the powwow was always in motion, part old and part new, glittering and plain, but still wonderful, almost like a dream.
Almost like a dream. Pow wow, pow wow.
For Minnesota Native News, I'm Leah Lem.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.